Tell us about a student using iOS 15's live text.
iOS live text is part of iOS 15, and what it means, you can take a photo, Lee, and you can actually see the text inside. But a student, students are starting to go along and take notes just by taking photos. So there's a TikTok video out now that shows a student actually leaning over, taking a photo of a classmate's notes on there, and basically that show those notes and then put them on his phone and be able to have edited text on there as well. Basically cheating, Lee.
That's not basically cheating. It is downright cheating, isn't it?
It is cheating. So, you know, let's give this kid an A-plus for life. We've got to say on that as well. So it got noticed in France where a French-based writer tweeted that students are starting to steal each other's notes with iOS 15, and it's kind of genius as well. It can be done. Don't do this, kids, as well, but we've got to say. But, you know, teachers have got to be aware of this sort of thing. So it's been tested out in front of a computer screen, taken from a distance, and it works. You know what? Maybe this kid really does, you know, even those copied notes really fits the definition of life, work smart, not hard on there as well. But it's a, you know, it's a little thing I think that students and teachers need to be aware of, especially teachers.
We didn't have that issue back in our day, back at school, did we?
No, we didn't. But yeah, well, we had slide rules. Like, yeah.
Quite it was just gazing over someone's left or right shoulder. We're not condoning that either. If you're looking at buying an Apple computer, we've got some information here to reveal. Now is the time.
Yeah, we did. Apple made some big announcements overnight with their MacBook Pro models on there as well. I've got one of the first MacBook Pros that came out. Best laptop I've ever had. It's the quickest laptop as well, and Apple really are leading the forefront for speed on laptops. So they made some announcements overnight. There was a new 14-inch MacBook Pro out. Don't fall on the floor when I tell you the price, though, Lee. It starts at $2,999. It's got 16 gig of RAM, 512 gig of storage. There's a 16-inch version as well, Lee, which has an eye-watering price of starting at $3,749.
Wow.
You can upgrade both models with CPU and, you know, RAM as well. They support up to 64 gig of RAM and, believe it or not, 8 terabytes of storage, Lee. And the 16-inch version can be outfitted with even more powerful chipsets. They also announced a new version of the AirPods overnight that cost $279, had spatial audio capabilities, which is a new thing. Spatial audio, people, is where if you put them on and you watch something or listen to something on your iPhone or iPad, the audio is all around you at the time. A helicopter will fly by. It can fly from one ear to the other. Improved sound and battery on there as well. They cost $279. There's new speakers out there as well. The HomePod Mini comes in new colours. And they're offering a less expensive Apple Voice, Apple Music plan as well. It's voice only, so you've got to use it via Siri. That costs $5.99 a month. Mac laptops, I've got to say though, Lee, are really gaining in sales when all the others, I'm going to say the Windows brands, are stalling a bit. They were up 14.4% up on last year.
I guess a little bit is to do with the COVID lockdowns over the last 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, it has got a lot to do with it. But we've seen some great sales in computers out there are starting to slow, but the Mac laptops, because of the speed and what they do, are picking up a lot of interest.
Yeah, so that's the technology from Apple. What about if we've got an interest in, say, your basic phone? The classic Nokia 6310.
Oh, I think this is dreadful, Lee. I really do. But to celebrate its 20th anniversary, Nokia has rolled out a new version of the classic phone, the 6310. It comes with a few new specs, but it still features Snake. You remember Snake, Lee?
Still got it on the phone.
Still got it on your phone. So you can still have it on your phone, Lee. Good heavens. They've got a colour display, not touchscreen, a rear camera that's terrible, access to news channels and radio stations. It's not cutting edge at all. People will like this. It's a bit of a debate whether it's actually going to work here or not, but it looks like it is coming to Australia. The original phone was very, very rugged. It's going to be about, believe it or not, Lee, $69. That's how much it's going to cost you.
Cheap as chips.
It is, and I think it's worth every cent. So, yes.